Texas police, two Venezuelan men charged with murder of 12-year-old Jocelyn Nungare. By John Binder on June 20, 2024. Two men, initially from Venezuela, are accused of strangling 12-year-old Jocelyn Nungare and leaving her for dead in a Houston, Texas, creek. Johan Jose Rangel Martinez, 21 years old, and Franklin Jose Pena Ramos, 26 years old, were arrested and charged with capital murder on Thursday by the Houston Police Department in connection to the strangulation death of Jocelyn Nungare. Martinez and Ramos, police officials confirmed at a news conference, are initially from Venezuela, though questions about when and how they first arrived in the United States were referred to the Department of Homeland Security, DHS. On the night of June 16, Jocelyn snuck out of her apartment building after her mother went to sleep. Jocelyn's boyfriend is the last person to have spoken to the girl. Shortly after midnight, Jocelyn can be seen on surveillance cameras at a 7-Eleven convenience store alongside Martinez and Ramos. Police officials said Jocelyn, Martinez, and Ramos ended up at a nearby bridge after leaving the 7-Eleven convenience store. Between 1 a.m. and 2 a.m., police allege that Martinez and Ramos strangled Jocelyn to death and left her body in a creek at the bridge. Around 6 a.m., a woman called the police and said she had seen a body in the creek. When police responded, they found Jocelyn's body. Jocelyn's mother, Alexis Nungare, said she woke up that morning to discover her daughter missing from their apartment. Her mother said she jumped in her car and pinged her daughter's cell phone, which led her to the creek. When she arrived, police officers were canvassing the scene. The mother was told about an hour later that police had found Jocelyn's body in the creek. Family friends have set up a GoFundMe page for Jocelyn's family. At the press conference, Houston Mayor John Whitmire, D., said he hopes to see Martinez and Ramos locked up without bail until the murder trial. Both suspects are currently in Houston Police Department custody. Editor's note, this story has been updated to correctly reflect the charges in this case. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.